Okay, good morning. We are back to Hilchos Rosh Hashanah. Just to start off with one quick story, thanks to Reuven Sheni. There's the Ger Rebbe, who is known as the Beis Yisrael, lived from 48 to 79 or 77, the son of the Imri Emes. So he would take walks early in the morning, and one day he bumped into a yeshiva bacher, and he started schmoozing and asking him where he's from, and so the yeshiva bacher said, I'm learning in Or Semeach. And then right away he piped up and said, but don't worry, I'm not a Baal Tshuva. And then the Ger Rebbe responded, well, why not? That's just from yesterday. So we should all be Baal Tshuva, however we can be. And just to answer a previous question recently, as far as an Onin, is an Onin answer Amen? So it's a Beferush Din, Shulchan Aruch, Shin Mem Aleph, that you do say, You do not answer Amen. An Onen, it does not answer Amen. It doesn't say Brachos, doesn't answer Amen. Okay. And we covered yesterday regarding person walks, you have a minion when you start Slichas. And then all of a sudden, part of your minion disappears. So what do you do? You no longer have 10 people, you have 9 people in the room. You finish and say Kaddish at the end. So we learned yesterday, yes. And it's a similar din that we learned in Hilchos Tefillah, that anytime you're davening, and Yatsu Miktzatan, as long as it's the minority, walks out, and you're left with at least 6, that's the number, you need at least 6 still in the room, then you continue davening. You continue saying Kedusha, if you started Tefillah, the Shemona Esrei, you finish saying all the brachos of Chazara, and you say Kaddish at the end. Kaddish even all the way till Tiskabel Shalim, that it's because it's attached to the tefillah. So that's the same thing by Slichas. Just want to point out real quick, because it was brought up yesterday, and it's an interesting thing. Do you ever need, whenever there's a minion that's needed, and for whatever reason you don't have the full minion, do you ever need 7? Or is 6 always the minimum? So the halacha is, whenever it comes to tefillah, it's always 6. The only time we say you need 7 is by Birkat HaMazon. Because there you need a minion if you want to say Hashem's name. And you also need a minion to be eating the bread with you. And as the minimum is if you have 7. 6 is not enough. There we call it a ruba, the minkar. You need to have a very obvious, recognizable, and not be borderline. So, looked up, what's the reason why? The Gemara says in Brachos Memchet, for Birkas HaMazon, you need Ruba de Minkar. It's the only time Chazal say that for Hilchas Tefillah and stuff, for Minyan issues. It's not by Tefillah, by Minyan issues. The only time is by Birkas HaMazon, you need 7 Ruba de Minkar. So the Gemara doesn't explain. As far as I know, I couldn't find any Rishon and Kimat, any Achron, who even brings up the question whatsoever. But what I did find was it's in Rishimas Shiurim of Rav Yosef Dov Soloveitchik. So the Rav explains that because by Birkas HaMazon, what are we talking about? We're talking about something, a Zimun, and it has to be, you're only Chayev when there's a Kvius of a chabura eating together. When you have a group of Jews, they're sitting down together to eat. If everyone's walking around, and one comes in, one comes out, and they're not eating together, you could have 10 individuals. It could be in a restaurant. You have 10 individuals in a cafeteria. No one's talking to each other. You don't make a zimun. It's only when there's a kvius together. So there, for a kvius, you need to have a much more obvious majority. But just to have 10 in the room, so for a minion regularly, so you don't have this kvius issue, and therefore we just go by the normal rules of, you know, more than 51%, which when there's 10, then that would be 6. I'll just point out real quick, because I haven't seen it anywhere else. The Keren David, which is about 200 years ago, he lived 1867 to 1927. He has a couple suggested reasons. Not the greatest, maybe, but maybe it's mamish emes. In other words, not such an intrinsic reason. It's just more practical, because Chazal wanted to make sure that there are minyanim, and sometimes things happen, and you're left with 6. and they still want you to daven. It's for a zimun, okay, so you don't say Hashem's name for a zimun, but you're still on the bench. So it's there are more machmer by Birkas HaMazon. By tefillah, they didn't want people to lose out on Baruch Hu, Kedusha, and Kaddish, so there are more mekel with certain issues that it turns out if there's only six. That was his idea. Also, because by eating, you see who's eating. So he wanted it to be obvious, and this is the second reason, and so that people don't think that you don't need to have a majority. By tefillah, you don't necessarily know who already daven, didn't already daven, so therefore the whole concept of being nikar and noticeable is less of an issue. But by eating, you want it to be clear so people don't learn the wrong halachos. That was his suggestion.
Why okay. Seven, then? Why don't eight?
Well, because once you have seven, it's clearly obvious that you have a majority.
Right.
And we just need to have a majority. And once you have seven compared to three, you're not going to make a mistake on the halacha. Okay. There's a few other halachas where it comes up where you might need to have ruba de minkar. It's discussed, like Meister Sheni, Shechita, Beis Din, but that's separate. Nothing to do with the minyan issue. Okay. Interesting minhag, we learned that, and it's big, by Ashkenazim, every year when it comes to slichas, what's the first day that we start? So yesterday we learned a couple reasons, and they're all based on the fact that you want to have how many days? Four. So there's actually some different opinions, so I just want to spell them out because it's quite interesting, and it's a big night and it happens every year. So one of the reasons is given is the Ran explains Rosh Hashanah is when the world was created. And when did that happen? Kaf Hei Elul. So the point is you always want to start and you want to start Slichos when the world was created, and we want to get Tikkunim and Tshuva for the world that we damaged.
So Rosh Hashanah is when man was created.
So, that's what I meant to say. Yes, Rosh Hashanah is when man was created. So you go 6 days before. That's Kaf Hei Elul. Yeah. Kaf Hei Elul is when the world was created. So his point is, the Ran writes, you always want to start Slichos at least from Kaf Hei before. And so that's how it comes out. Because of Lo Adu Rosh, it comes out that it's the way it comes out. But there's nothing to do with the four-day thing. It has to do with Kaf Hei Elul. The Bir Agra adds a little bit and says, we could have done, he presents it a little bit like we could have been, we were Koveya Sunday as opposed to Kaf Hei. The main thing is getting Kaf Hei, and then you fulfill this run. But we don't start whenever Kaf Hei lands. We always start Kaf Hei or a little bit earlier. We always want to start on Yom Rishon because the world was also created on Yom Rishon, and it's just much more practical to have one specific day from year to year instead of looking at a calendar every year. When does Kaf Hei land? Everyone knows, Motzei Shabbos and Sunday. So that was, it's a little bit more of a practical reason. Also, some point out could also be because just more practice. The most practical to make a big evening after everyone is well rested and is home and not traveling during the week. So that's also what may have led to it. Right, and that's also why it's connected to Motzei Shabbos, according to that. Now, a couple more quick reasons. Halakhat Yosher has interesting, he writes, that really has nothing to do with 4 days. It all has to do with 3 days. Because Har Sinai, when we got to Har Sinai, we had prepared three days before. So there's a concept you see in the Torah. You need at least full 3 days before. And it's similar. Because of Lo Adu Rosh, it comes out to be the same thing. And Dafka, he says it should be Motzei Shabbos. Because Shabbos is when you're able to learn Torah. And have Oneg Shabbos, and when you're learning Torah and having Oneg Shabbos, then you end up on the, but you know, as Shabbos ends, you get the greatest simcha of the week. We're happy, and it's important that the Shechina only comes to us not when we're sad or depressed or stressed. It's when we are b'simcha, and certainly b'simcha shel mitzvah. So you want to attach we want the Shekhinah to give us Slicha and Kapara. So we want to attach starting Slichas as close as possible to Shabbos, which is Dafka Chatzot, and not in the morning. Also, as far as one of the reasons about being practical is also it's hard to get everyone up in the shuls at 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. And we want to start, especially the first time, Yimei Ratzon. And so that's also the Shem Mishmuel points out, because Motzei Shabbos is the greatest Eit Ratzon. He doesn't go to Simcha, he goes to Eit Ratzon. And right, Mincha time, Raiva de Ravin, and we just know that we want to attach the month of Rachamim and Eit Ratzon and to Tshuva, and it's going to be the strongest Motzei Shabbos. So I just thought that'd be interesting. Okay. Sorry for the slow start. Now, we are in Tav Kuf Pei Aleph Seif Gimel. Enof in Al Paneim Be'erev Rosh Hashanah B'Tfilah. So we don't say Tachanun on the entire day, starting from Shacharis on Erev Rosh Hashanah, like every Yom Tov. But if you do say, we are nofim al paneim when we do before alos hashachar. So that's why many, in particular, erev Rosh Hashanah, make sure they do slichos before nates, so that you don't have any issues of tachanun or things like this during the day.
What if you can't, and it's after nates? Within slichos, you still say
I'm not sure. I don't think. I'm not sure. What happens? What's the main difference? Mean hugging as far as skipping if for anything during tachanun if it's done during the day.
We'll come back.
Yeah, I know there's different. So I don't want to say. I'm not, the Ein Tokim Be'erev Rosh Hashanah. And we do not blow shofar on Erev Rosh Hashanah. We want to make a distinction between the blowings of optional, of Rashut, for the whole month. There's no mitzvah, it's just a minhag. And blowing for the mitzvah of Rosh Hashanah. So we want to just make sure there's a distinction. And some say, I don't know, to confuse the Satan, but mainly it's to show that there's a difference. Okay. Here, the Mishnah Berurah points out you are allowed to say slichos after. Mishnah Berurah writes you are allowed to say slichos after nates, and in Chazon Avadia he says you're not allowed to say slichos after nates. I'm not sure if there's a minhagim to skip anything, according to Minhag Ashkenaz. Okay. You're not allowed to blow for the sake of blowing on Erev Rosh Hashanah, but if you need to practice for the sake of to be ready for tomorrow for Rosh Hashanah, then you are allowed to. Some say if you're going to blow, though, just make sure you close the door and make sure you know it's not so loud and obvious. Okay, Dalit. Mechabsin u'mistabrin ve'erev Rosh Hashanah. There's a minhag to bedavka, do some laundry. Don't get carried away. We know we're supposed to be doing laundry lechatchila, finish it earlier in the week. As Takanas Ezra, but so that you're not busy all day doing laundry. Erev Shabbos or the same should apply here. But to do some laundry is appropriate, as well as getting haircuts on Erev Rosh Hashanah, because, especially in the morning, because this shows that it's part of showing that getting ready for the day. It shows that we have bitachon and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take care of us, and we're going to come out okay from the Yom Hadin. Mishnah Berurah points out the custom of wearing beautiful white clothing. It's on the one hand, it's a Yom Tov. On the other hand, it's still a bit of a serious day. So he says it's better not to get carried away and get the most colorful, embroidered clothing. Okay. Anyway, Haga v'yesh nohagim continues, and some have the custom litbol be'erev Rosh Hashanah mishum keri. So many go to the mikvah on Erev Rosh Hashanah in order to remove ourselves any tuma from keri or the takana of keri. Not, okay, well, it could be both. V'yesh, here, let me just point out. So everyone says, of course, you do not say a bracha. There's no mitzvah to go to the mikvah on, for men. There's no, the minhag is really only for men, and the poskim say certainly if you're if a woman's a nida or a basula, certainly she should not go. But anyways, it's just a minhag, and there's certainly no bracha. Poskim say also, if it comes out to be Rosh Hashanah is your night of when the woman goes to the mikvah, lel tefillah. So there's a mitzvah of ona, and one should not ruin the night, and they should be with their wife. And some say that he should go to the, well, it depends, it's all minhag, but some say that he should or allowed to go to the mikvah Rosh Hashanah morning. And some say even with a warm mikvah that was heated up from the day before. So, okay, without getting too much detail about that. That's, now, if a person can't go to the mikvah, so many say that lechatchila, if they can't go to the mikvah for the custom, then they should take a shower or blow or pour. Tisha kabin is the amount. It's about 12 and a half liters, different shitas, of course. And Shevet Halevi, Chazon Avadia, and many say a shower suffices. Now, it's true that normally when you need Tisha Kabin in Chazal, it needs to be Koach Gavra, has to be poured on you. So there are some poskim who say that you should actually pour buckets on you, or perhaps in the shower, it might help just to turn it on and off quite a few times, so that the initial water is Koach Gavra, a little bit like Netilas Yadayim. So some are Machmer, but the majority of the poskim, I think, say it's not, including what we just mentioned, it's not necessary. The whole thing is a minhag, and it's very possible to say this Koach Gavra by Tisha Kabin was only in the days of Chazal or for Takanas Ezra. But once we didn't accept Takanas Ezra, we no longer have to worry about Koach Gavra for Tisha Kabin. There is a minhag to Dafka do it not too early. It should either be after Chatzot Yom or an hour before Chatzot Yom. Okay, let's continue in the V'yesh mekomot nohagim leilech al hakvaros leharbos sham batchinos v'notrim tzedakah le'anim. Now, many point out that there's a minhag to go to the base of kvaros, and Mishnah Berurah, Chazon Avadia, many point out we don't daven to the tzaddikim, we daven to a Kaddish Baruch Hu. We just daven next to the tzaddikim, hoping that their tefillahs, their presence, their tefillahs will help us, they'll listen. And daven for us, but we don't go to them and ask them. We only pray to a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Of course, it's a big mitzvah to get tzedakah. And also about the minhag of the mikvah. Again, it's a minhag, but once you're going, it's better to make sure you have no chatzitza. Better to cut nails, but we don't need to, you know, have all the chumras of soaking and etc. By women. And, oh yeah, one other thing I just wanted to point out, that according to the minhag, all you need to do is just dunk, how many times?
Once,
and you did it. However, some people do 3, 5, or 10, or whatever. People have different, all kinds of numbers. I would just point out, you know, if your custom is, you know, you want to pick a gematria number, and you're not really sure what you're doing, but you're picking a number, if there's a lot of people waiting for you, then I would probably keep it somewhere to 1 to 10 times maximum. Otherwise, it's bigger problems of Ben Adal Machavero. And just to share, just to give some reasonings, there is some who do 3 or 5 dafka, because there's 3 or 5 different parts of the neshama. There's the nefesh, ruach, neshama, the main three that we are more familiar with. There's chaya, yachida, more ethereal parts of our neshamot. And the Ben Ish Chai has a nice kavana. He says, to dip 5 times, and each time have the following kavana. It's a great kavana, even if you're going to dip 1 or 5 times. The first one is to have kavana while you're going, to purify yourself from tumas keri. The second time is tikkun ka'as, that you want to cut off any past anger and get rid of that midah completely. Number 3, we're doing it as Kaddish Baruch Hu should sweeten any din and gevura with chesed and mercy. Number 4, Tich leshana v'kiloteha, at the end of the year, any curses in the year should end. And some bedavka change their clothing. When they go, they wear weekday clothing. When they leave, they wear their yantiv clothing. And the fifth one is tachel shana birchoteha, that the year should start with all brachos. Okay. Tav kuf pei bet. Seder tefilat aseret yemei teshuva v'Rosh Hashanah. Okay. So this already starts at Rosh Hashanah and continues through aseret yemei teshuva. So Aleph, v'aseret yemei teshuva omer ha-melech ha-kadosh. Ha-melech ha-mishpat. So everyone's familiar that instead of saying akel ha-kadosh or akel or no, it's during the year. Okay. There's a machlokas. Some have the nusach akel ha-mishpat. Not a kelim, melech, how does it go? Melech mishpat, no. What was that? Melech ohev tzedakah u'mishpat. Some did have the nusach of hakel ohev melech, no.
Hamelech ohev.
Hamelech, so some had the nusach of hakel ohev, and what was the last words? Hakel, melech ohev mishpat. I'm confused now. There's four words. Melech Ohev Tzedaka U'Mishpat. Right. Everyone has that. Okay. But there were some other, I think in the time of the Rishonim, where instead of the word Hamelech, they had the word Hakel. That's what I'm trying to say.
You mean during the year?
During the year. Yeah. During the year. And so why is that somewhat relevant? If you read the Gemara or the Rishonim, you'll see how it's a little bit more relevant. Because we're going to read on in a second. Now, just to point out before we go on, it's very important to say all those heys. Hamelech hakadosh. Hamelech hamishpat. Because there are poskim who say if you leave out even one of those heys, you're not yotze, because it loses the emphasis, and it's not what Chazal wanted. So you have to repeat the entire Shemona Esrei if you leave out one of those heys. Again, the Maisa, we say you don't have to repeat just for the hey, but it's just important to... So we're going to see that in a sec. That's a machlokas, and that's why I just wanted to point out the nusach of earlier Rishonim that do have they don't have the word hamelech and mishpat. That's part of the reason why they argue. V'im ta'a, and if you make a mistake, o shehu mesupak, or you're not sure if you made a mistake, you read on and you said, wait a second, I'm just davening quickly or normally like I always do, and I didn't pay attention. I don't know if I said hamelech hamishpat or hakel hamishpat. Or a kadosh, same thing. So v'im ta'a o shehu mesupak. You're not sure. If you forgot to say hamelech hakadosh and you're not sure, so you have to go back to where? The very beginning of Shemona Esrei. Because the first three brachos are one chavila, one package, and the last three are another package, and the middle are individual. V'im hu behamelech hamishpat. Now what about Hamelech HaMishpat? Im niskar kodem she'akar raglav. If you notice, before you take your three steps back, in other words, before you're done, it's really by when you're done. And it depends if you're planning to say L'Kai Netzor, you don't usually say L'Kai Netzor. But once you're probably done, so then, as long as you're not completely done, even with the extra tachanunim at the end, so then you're not considered done with Shemona Esrei, you're finished with Shemona Esrei, so then Chozer LeBirkas Hashiva. So you go back to the bracha, because the middle, all the middle brachos are individual, it's not one package. So you go back to the one where you have to go back to. Omer u'misham ve'elech ala seder, and you can't go out of order, we don't daven l'mafreya, so then you continue from then on and you go straight. So you're repeating half of Shemona Esrei that way. V'im. Lo nizkarat she'akar raglav, and if you don't notice until you completely finish, or you're done with Yul HaRatzon, and you're all done. So then, if you're done with Shemona Esrei, chozer l'rosh, and you realize now you don't remember, or you realize you did make a mistake, and you didn't say hamelech hamishpat, halacha here, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, you go back to the very beginning of Shemona Esrei, because you are chozer for this bracha as well. Now in the Gemara, it doesn't talk so much, it says the halacha that you switch in brachos yudbeis, that we say amelech hakadosh and amelech hamishpat, and it's, if you're yotze b'di'evet or not, so that's a machloket rishonim, how to understand the Gemara, if you have to go back or not. So anyway, so the psak of the Shulchan Aruch is, you do go back. Alright, and what's so important, because it shows that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is done, and that's is judge and king, and that's what we want to do now. And Mesupak, we said, because it's a chazaka, of course, if you're not sure, you have to repeat. And that's the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch. Now, let's Just one last thing. If a person said, Uvechein Pachtecha, on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, you're davening, right? Normally we daven from the Machzor, and you're saying, and you have Uvechein, Uvechein, and then you're not sure, so then most poskim say you do not go back, because if you're davening from a Machzor and you're saying Uvechein, Mistama, you said HaMelech HaKadosh. So that's just an important thing. And for example, Kavachayim, Rav Yashiv, Chazan Ovadia, Elef HaMagen, and others. Now, let's just read the Ramah, because this is important for Ashkenazim. Vayen la'el siman kuf yud chet. And so there he says, the Ramah says, you do not go back. So very clearly, the Ramah and Ashkenazi poskim, because you said the word HaMelech, you don't go back. Right, there's an opinion in the Rishonim that you do go back, and that's according to the Ramah, you only go back if you said Hakel HaKadosh. Because that Nusach was Hakel, and they never said the word Melech in their Nusach. That's why I mentioned that. But anyways, bottom line, if you say Melech Ohev Tzedakah U'Mishpat, according to Ashkenazim, you do not go back. According to the Ben Ishchai, you do not go back. But according to Chazan Ovadia and Or Letzion, they paskim like the Shulchan Aruch, which is really the Rambam, Rosh, and the Rif, and they say you do go back like the Shulchan Aruch, but they say you should repeat it with Toras Nedava. You should say, if I need to, you know, like tonight, if I need to, then I'm saying it was I need to, and if I don't need to, this is just a Tfilas Nedava. And that's it.